Late Night. Mark Vandermeer and DB Sidhu with you, joined now by putter Shane Lechler. All right.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome, Shane. You were with us last year, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so you're back. Thank you so much for coming back to the show. And I got to say, Texans have some quarterback depth issues. You played a little QB, high school, went to college as a quarterback initially, right?
Correct, yes.
And I've seen you out there in individual sometimes just slinging the rock a little bit. So you up for the challenge?
I mean, I can still throw it. It's the rest of the part that would be the issue, you know. Yeah, you know, Bill's kind of done a good job with the next man up deal. I mean, I think the coaching staff has done a great job of handling this. I don't know what quarterback we're on with Bill right now.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
73rd,
but, I think the team has kind of just said, taking it on as next guy up, and we trust him.
Right.
Let's go.
Right.
So, but as far as me playing quarterback, there'd have to be a lot more guys
now. Yeah, well, you never know what happens. But, hey, speaking of playing quarterback, you did it in high school, and you went back to your high school this season as they gave you, the NFL did, one of the golden balls to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl. Very cool stuff, and we have some footage here. What was that experience like for you going back?
It was awesome, man. My hometown is, you know, it's a great place. That they support me. You know, no matter what, they, you know, it was very welcoming. Even when I was in Oakland for 13 years, I still got plenty of support from my hometown. Now I'm able to come back and play some years here in Houston and close to home, and it's been nothing but support from them. And it's a small town atmosphere, which I love. And I was able to go to a few of the playoff games this year. Got knocked out in the semifinals, so you know, I got to go support them as much as possible. And it's great being that close to them and them still supporting me the way they do.
You've gone back to Kyle Field, and obviously it looks completely different from how it looked
yeah.
when you were playing there. But how about when you went back to East Bernard? Did it look really different?
No,
you?
East Bernard, that's the great thing about it. Nothing changed.
Looked the
same. We still have one stoplight in town, and it just flashes red. And, no, they do have a McDonald's now, which back then in high school, hangout was Dairy Queen. But that's how it was.
Nothing wrong with Dairy Queen.
But the high school is the same. The school is the same. The football fields, everything, nothing's changed. And even went in the locker room and talked to the guys, it was the same as it was in 95 when I left.
You know, the funny thing about your career, you play in a Super Bowl following the 2002 season. I know the Raiders had some tough years after that. But here you are back in Texas and winning season last year. Who knows where this season's going? But how special is it to play professional football so close to home?
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. And to be able to be on the edge of, you know, maybe a playoff berth here, just to be on the edge of that and have the town, you know, supporting us, like, it's perfect. I mean, it's football in the state of Texas. I grew up playing high school football in the state of Texas. I got to go to College Station and play for the Aggies. I mean, everything I've done is right here in the state, and it's you know, I couldn't ask for anything more.
How about your dad? He coached Texas high school football. Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to watch any of the high school football championships here at NRG?
I got to suck my head in for a little bit of one and caught the rest on TV. You know, it was the one thing I wanted to go, but, I mean, we were obviously busy Saturday,
yeah.
so I couldn't really, you know, do that. But I stayed up and watched the late 3A game, the one that my high school would have played in. I think the game ended like at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was like, what am I doing? I'm going to finish this.
All right, we have the Texans cookbook yeah. here, Shane, and you're actually on the cover of this thing.
Yeah.
And you clean up real well. I mean, look at this photo here, okay? Did the wife dress you up that day? How did they all
She
work
did.
Out?
That's family picture day. Yeah. I have two daughters and my wife, and I'm told what to wear and what time to be there. So that's how that works.
All right. I like these recipes from the Lechler family. Mm-hmm. Sausage brownies. Yeah. Did you come up with these names?
No.
Okay.
Sausage brownie.
And Texas caviar.
All right, what is Texas caviar?
First of all, what is that?
Like trout eggs? I mean, what is
no,
it?
No. It's like a dip. It's like, you know, like for an appetizer. I don't know. It's got a bunch of vegetables in it. It's
so you
good.
Don't
you're
make
not,
this
you're
stuff.
Not making
no,
it.
I don't make it. It takes Aaron a while to make it. It's good. I enjoy it, but, you know.
All right, do you cook? You hunt and fish and stuff. So
yes,
do
I hunt
you,
and fish a lot.
Do you prepare your food after you catch it?
Yes,
and,
I do.
Okay, that you do.
Yes, as soon as football season's over, we'll be at my mom's house making sausage, so to get that ready. But that's how it is.
Venison, whatever, do that
venison
stuff.
Venison pork.
Venison brownies? No, because
no.
you have sausage
stay
brownies.
Away from that.
Okay, got it, because it sounds kind of strange. but I know you're really into that. Fishing more than hunting, probably?
Yes, because of the time of year.
Okay.
You know, hunting's pretty much going on right now for me,
yeah.
and I will catch a little bit of it, the end of it, but I have a house down in Rockport, so I have a boat, and I spend a lot of time down there.
All right, because you're an animal enthusiast, we have the Houston Zoo here, and next you're going to play Identify That Animal, all right?
All right.
Some of these are pretty exotic, so we'll have some fun here with Shane Leckler. It is Texans Late Night.
Yeah.